This is a familiar story worth hearing again these days, I think. A priest discerning the direction of his future ministry went to work at Mother Teresa's home for the dying in Calcutta. When Mother greeted him, she asked, "What can I do for you?" He asked her to pray for him. "And what do you want me to pray for?" she asked. He responded, "Pray that I have clarity." She said no. She told him to let go of any clarity. When he commented that she herself seemed to have the clarity he sought, she laughed. "I've never had clarity," the future saint said. "What I've always had is trust. So I will pray that you trust." Today's reading from the letter of the Hebrews, we hear that by faith Abraham obeyed when he was called. He went out not knowing where he was to go. Abraham didn't know where he was going. Had he not been willing to let go of clarity and go forward in faith, he wouldn't have made it to the next county. All he had to go on, we're told, was, quote, that he thought that the one who had made the promise was trustworthy. That was enough. In our public lives, peacemaking, politics, efforts for equity, and in our personal lives and all that they hold, where we're going may be unclear. Where to even start may be unclear. But the call has never been clearer. To say and do what needs to be said and done. Might we get it wrong? Of course. But God's ability to make things right is always more powerful than our ability to get things wrong. Were that not the case, we'd have been goners long ago. By faith, they obeyed when they were called. May that someday be